All right, today, of course, as you know, the South African Communist Party has been holding, well, throughout this week, has been holding its fourth Congress in Boksburg. And yesterday, the SACP has re-elected Dr. Blade Nzimande back to the helm of the organization he has led for 19 years. A little earlier, we spoke about the state of opposition parties, but perhaps the conversation needs to be broader in terms of leadership in South Africa across the board. Blade Nzimande has been at the helm of the South African Communist Party for 19 years. It's a party that's divided. It's a party that's in decline. It's a party that's trying to find its place in an alliance in which its views are often sought but never really implemented. In fact, its views are often ignored. Clearly, they backed the wrong horse in Polokwane by their own admissions now. But it's not unique to the SACP, the idea of leadership that doesn't go. We know, of course, Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi of the Inkatha Freedom Party has been at the helm of that party forever. You could even argue that even with the UDM, the founding member is still its leader. It seems that the DA is an exception in the sense that Musi Maimane is the young face of the party, but there are many who would suggest he's not really the power behind the throne. Of course, it's taken Julius Malema to leave the ANC to found his own party, to establish his own party. So what is the state of our political leadership in general? Joining us now is lecturer in South African politics at Rhodes University, Wesley Rhodes. Prof, I mean, we come from a tradition of the likes of Oliver Tambo, Prince Albert Luthuli. We have a rich heritage of leaders in South Africa. How do we find ourselves here?
Well, good afternoon, and I hope that you can hear me this time round. I'm sorry about that earlier. Good afternoon also to your listeners.
We can hear you.
It's very ironic, of course, that you mention the leader and the president of the ANC, Oliver Tambo, because he was a leader of the ANC for quite a long time, but of course under different circumstances. But of course you are absolutely right in what you are suggesting. There seems to be a dearth in South African leadership. And I think that it is not only a question of leadership within the ANC that we should be concentrating on at the moment, but as your show correctly points out, we should actually be looking at other institutions. Mind you that COSATU is probably in the instance and the position that it is today because of Zwelinzima Vavi and his extended stay in his position in as General Secretary of COSATU as well. So I think you are absolutely correct that this is something that South Africans need to be talking about, because dearth of leadership, of course, means dearth of ideas and innovation.
Because right now, the real test seems to be even within the ANC, if we're talking about the succession debate after Jacob Zuma leaves. The battle doesn't seem to be around ideas, as you say, but we're hearing things like the next leader must be a woman. And whilst, of course, one does want to advance the cause of gender parity, but surely there should be a lot more in it than just, you know, your gender.
Well, I think that, I mean, it's a bit different. I wouldn't agree with you that we're not talking, that the ANC is not talking about ideas. The fact that white monopoly capital and radical economic transformation is taking center stage on the ANC's agenda is probably the first time since 1949 that there has been such division in the ANC about strategy and tactics and how to take forward the National Democratic Revolution.
Sure,
so I don't think that the ANC is necessarily concentrating that much this time round on personalities as it must have been at Polokwane or those preceding elections.
So you
but
don't
to come back to your yes.
You're not convinced by the idea that, for example, we're seeing candidates like Lindiwe Sisulu, we're seeing Baleka Mbete, the National Parliament Speaker, we're seeing, of course, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, all put their hands up, nominated by various leagues and provinces as the next candidates, not because we've necessarily heard their particular contribution from an ideas point of view, but simply because they're female.
Well, no, I don't think it's fair on their part. I mean, these candidates have come out and said, Lindiwe Sisulu has indicated that what she thinks about white monopoly capital, for example. So I think that to a certain extent, you are right that there is a question, but that's the ANC. They've always maintained that they discuss policy first and resolve policy first. What is interesting, of course, is that that you mention all these women candidates, and then you've got men on the other side, Matthew Sposa, Cyril Ramaphosa. Of course, this then throws in a bit of a cat into the wild pigeon, into the pigeons of the proposal by President Zuma. He assumes that only two people are going to be running for president. But coming back to the question of leadership, I think that's what we're talking about. I think that we need to certainly, and specifically looking at the SACP, we need to say that indeed the SACP is in trouble, because if it re-elects Bladen Zamande, it can mean only one thing, that there's nobody else to replace him.
What about a person like Solly Mapaila, who was elected? He's kind of been promoted in a sense, because he was second deputy general secretary, but now he's been promoted.
That's right. And up until a few months ago, Solly Mapaila was going to be taking over from Bladen Zamande as general secretary. But of course, Bladen Zamande is on neither of the two lists. And it, of course, brings us back to the question of, as you mentioned earlier, that now the SACP wants to say that they backed the wrong horse at Polokwane. But the question really is, again, was the SACP looking at policies at Polokwane, or were they looking at personalities? And unfortunately, it would seem around that they're simply repeating history by not only re-electing Zamande as general secretary, but it would seem that they're also repeating history by once again concentrating on personalities rather than policies.
All right. Professor in South African politics at Rhodes University, Professor Wesley Seal.